Hey, it's HJ.
It's Shay.
And Lissetti.
Here to give you all the buzz.
To start off today's episode, we're going to talk about the Leaders Go Places program and how it all started.
We'll interview Mr. Cobb, as he was the one who started it all. So, Mr. Cobb, why did the school start doing LGP?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me on the pod. I'm so excited to be here for the first episode. We started Leaders Go Places, or LGP, 12 years ago, which is kind of crazy to think about. And we started it because we wanted our middle schoolers to have something fun to look forward to and to work towards. And we started it because we heard of this program from the Living Classrooms Foundation. So Living Classrooms is actually where we got the Five Promises from. It's where we got the idea for the levels, but then we kind of tweaked it ourselves.
How has LGP changed in the years since it started?
That's a great question. So LGP has changed in a lot of ways. The first way is that Mr. Lucas, when he was in charge of LGP for a little while, he added the fifth promise, which used to be different. Right now, the fifth promise is what? Do you remember what it is? Oh my gosh, nobody knows what it is? Go ahead.
I will advocate for myself and others.
That's right. That's what it is. But it used to be to make no excuses. But we changed that promise because we thought advocating for yourself and other people was a better promise. Another thing that we changed is that we added the service learning part. And so we did that because a lot of our students were going to high school and they didn't do any service learning before high school, which meant they were really stressed in high school to get their hours done. And so we added that so that when our students left Hampstead Hill, they weren't worried about doing service learning.
How did people first react to the possibility of LGP?
That's a great question, too, because you might not think about it, but LGP is really expensive. So when we go on all of our trips and we pay for the buses and the tickets, all of the shirts, all of the swag, that all costs money that we don't want our awesome students and families to pay for, so the school pays for it. And because of that, it took a lot of convincing from people like Mr. Hornbeck, people from our school district, and we also got some people who donated money to us in the beginning of the program that helped us start it. And that way we could prove that it was a great program, and then that way Mr. Hornbeck was willing to keep paying for it year after year.
Is there anything you would hope to change about LGP moving forward?
I think we're always thinking about new things that we could do. We're always thinking about new trips that we can go on because our trips have been the same for the past couple years. And they've been the same because we love our trips, but we could always consider changing them. And we're always thinking about ways for students to take more leadership. So that might be like students leading the Friday circles that I lead now. That might be a way that we change LGP in the future.
How effective do you think LGP is for the success of students?
I would say that LGP is probably what we brag about the most when people come to visit our school and to learn about what we do because of how successful LGP is. And it's successful because it helps you all as students learn the five promises, which helps you be successful in your life. It's helpful because it focuses you on what's important for high school, like your grades and service learning and your behavior. And we know that our eighth graders, when they graduate from Hampstead Hill, almost all of them get into their first choice high school. And that's because they've worked so hard and LGP has helped them do that over their time in middle school.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cobb. And now to Andrew to talk about what it means to make level.
You need a 3.0 GPA, 80% or above on Class Dojo, and at least 2 service learning hours. We hope to see all of middle school at our dances and field trips this year.
Speaking of dances, field trips, and making level, we have our Quarter 1 dance coming up on October 3rd from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Newstead Gym. The theme is Spooky Season. While you cannot wear masks or props, you can dress in spooky colors like orange, purple, black, or green. To go to the dance, you must have 80% on Class Dojo. Having a 3.0 GPA or service learning hours are not necessary for this trip.
And while we're on this topic, I would like to mention that our Quarter 1 LGP field trip is coming up as well. We will be going to Hershey Park in the dark. This is on Friday, October 24th, and we'll be getting back at midnight. As Andrew said, you need a 3.0 grade point average, 80% or above on Class Dojo, along with at least 2 service learning hours to qualify for this trip.
North Bay, for 6th graders, is October 22nd to October 24th, and Outward Bound for 7th graders is October 6th to October 10th. These are not LGP reward trips, so you can go whether you are on level or not.
Some opportunities to make level or get to Hershey Park are making a 988 poster or a poster about a Latin American country. You can now also write caring letters using the template provided. Information on all of these opportunities can be found outside of 309.
Moving on, here's Eliana Pearson to deliver a message about the music program.
Thank you, Lissette. I would like to share that the HHA music program started last week. We have Miss Alexander teaching all instruments with strings, and teacher Armbruster will be doing all non-string instruments.
If you're interested in showing some school spirit, HHA has plenty of fall sports where you can go to games and cheer on our student athletes.
There's both boys and girls soccer, as well as flag football and cross country. The boys' soccer team just beat Roland Park 6-0, while girls played Roland Park on Tuesday, winning with a score of 7-2. The boys' team plays Commodore John Rogers at Thursday at Cardinal Gibbons Field at 4 p.m. We also want to wish Jack McCartney a speedy recovery.
Get well soon, Jack. Talk to you later, HHA. This is Shay.
And Lissette.
Signing off.
We would also like to mention that this today's episode was produced by Eliana Pearson and Andrew Schmaltz.
It was hosted by Lissette Litzeba and Shay McGowan.